Let's listen.
Part A.
My mother worked as a designer of children's clothes at a fairly large Japanese company until she was 26 and my elder brother was born. Then her company encouraged her to retire. My mother's feelings were divided at the time. She said that she certainly looked forward to taking care of her first child, but at the same time, she really liked her job. And from what I've heard, she was very good at it. In the past, Japanese companies were, and still are, notoriously unfriendly, even discriminatory, to women, especially mothers. My mother's story is a perfect example. Many companies felt, mistakenly, I believe, that a mother's loyalty would be to her children first and the company second. In addition, Japanese companies had two separate paths, a management path and a clerical path. Women almost always fell into the latter category as OLs or office ladies and were not encouraged or allowed to take the management path and climb the company ladder. But because of the marked decline in the birth rate in Japan, companies are discovering that they need to hold on to their more talented female employees. Because of this, Japanese companies are becoming much more female and mother-friendly. By the way, my mother eventually had the last laugh. After I entered elementary school, she started her own design company and now works successfully from home.